The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is heating up about tonight's announcement from President Barack Obama on immigration, that he will use his executive authority to issue executive orders on immigration. I was just reading a comment by Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, and he said that he expects a political firestorm, acts of civil disobedience, and the possibility of violence in reaction to this executive order. Here's his quote. The country's going to go nuts because they're going to see it as a move outside the authority of the president, and it's going to be a very serious situation. You're going to see, hopefully not, but you could see instances of anarchy. You could see violence. These are members of Congress. Are you taking it that seriously? What do you want Republicans to do in response to it? Some of the questions we're tackling today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, coming to you live and direct today from Chase on the Lake Resort, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, here to tell you about all the great specials they have for the holidays into the new year. Great website, chaseonthelake.com. Chaseonthelake.com is their website. You can also call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Jesse's going to tell us about some of the packages of Chase on the Lake coming up here in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, by the way, bottom of this hour, Senator John Hoban will join us. First chance to catch up with him following the vote that came up one Democrat short of passing the Keystone XL pipeline bill. So he'll take your calls at the bottom of this hour. We'll also ask him about what response he would anticipate coming from Republicans on the immigration front. The big story of the day. A couple other things we have on our Facebook page today. Bill Cosby. What do you make of this? Really sad, honestly, is how I look at it. I mean, do you believe these allegations? No, what are they? I think we're up to 14 different women. So, and this is over many, many, many years. He's sort of gone silent about it all, but boy, that's a sad state of affairs. Some new legislation being proposed for the upcoming North Dakota legislative session to rid North Dakota of Common Core standards. Good idea. Want that to happen? Weigh in on that. Lots of folks weighing in on that. And there's a forum story today about how NDSU officials are perplexed on why for the last two home football games, NDSU students have not used up their full allotment of tickets. They get 4,000 a game. And they're turning back 400 tickets because the students aren't going. Now, there's good news and bad news in that. One, there's a lot of participation by NDSU students, unlike a lot of schools. I mean, there's FBS schools that would kill for that kind of participation from their student body. But the fact that it's going down has some people scratching their heads saying, what the heck's going on here? So, anyway, a little bit odd there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Todd, do you have the calls ready to roll that have been coming in on our topics of the day that we've not had a chance to get to while we were chatting with?
Yes, sir.
You do? Okay. Let's go ahead and roll those because there's some pent-up demand to let us know what's on your mind today. And we'll take your calls live as well, of course, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go ahead and roll a few of those.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, what's on your mind? This is Ray from Annette. I don't know why you think it's so baffling what the U.S. government's doing. They've been operating outside of the Constitution, not within the Constitution, for many years. So you're not going to change nothing until that gets changed. So we reward all these politicians and officials or what have you when they retire with these beautiful, beautiful retirement plans. after they leave office, you know, they get rewarded, you know, for just committing crimes, corruptions, lies, fraud, deceitfulness, whatever, scams on the American people and destroying the country. It's amazing how they get rewarded. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. They love it. They love it. So, how are you going to change it?
Thank you for the laugh. We got the little laugh in there, but
I love that laugh.
Yeah, Ray is saying this is the status quo. So what are we all getting worked up about? All right, there's others. Go ahead and roll that.
Hi, Scott. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that Keystone Pipeline. You know, they've been shipping that sand oil down to Minneapolis for quite some time, and I've been putting Bakken oil and propane both into that to get that stuff to flow down to Minneapolis, and that's the same thing they're going to do with that Keystone Pipeline. They have to have Bakken oil to make that stuff flow. It's so thick. It's unreal. Now, I don't understand why you're saying that the truck traffic is going to be less. We still have to deliver oil from rural areas to that pipeline. As far as creating jobs, I don't see where the 40,000 is going to come from or the 9,000. Once Michaels gets done with the pipeline, they're done. The way we understand it in an oil field is they're going to have about 14 different people to run around and check pressure gauges on that system. But to make sure there's no leaks. But the only reason we're putting that Bakken oil out there is to get that sample full. Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is using that oil. They're shipping it down to both refined and unrefined. And it's for export going to China. It has nothing to do with helping the United States to become oil independent as a Canadian being. I wish that the people would know the fact that none of the American money is being invested. It's all invested in Canada. Oil pipes are made up there and everything else. They're bringing them all down this way. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Well, you know, and by the way, you're not alone. Harold Hamm said recently this is no longer relevant. So some folks don't see it as being a necessity. We'll ask Senator. Well, we actually did ask Senator Hovind about that last time he was on, saying it's still necessary. And obviously with, you know, an on-ramp for, what, 100,000 barrels, I think, a day of Bakken crude, there will be some Bakken crude that will go to market. You know, to me, it's all of the above. There will be less trucks. Anytime you have more pipelines, there are going to be less trucks. Doesn't mean you're going to eliminate trucks because you're right. They still got to go there. But anyway, a different opinion that we appreciate and not alone. We've heard that from others as well. All right, let's see. Daniel in Bismarck wants to weigh in on the Constitution, and we got a couple more calls that have come in during the break we'll get to here as well. Dan, what's on your mind?
Okay, the Constitution, there's a lot of talk about it and how it's not being kept. Well, my theory is this. It has to start locally. It has to start with your cops. It has to start with your attorneys and judges, local politicians. They all take the oath. We all need to have. I got a little pocket constitution that when I run into people, I hand them out. And I think it's important that they look this document over. I hold that document really close to my heart because I took that oath to uphold and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I think that the domestic people need to really start defending it. And it's just my opinion.
Well, I think that's good advice. I think the more time we can spend educating people about it, you know, then it becomes less of a sort of a talking point and a political blunt force instrument and more of, you know, integrated in every fiber of our being as it should be. Man.
Hey, and, did they teach that in Common Core?
Unfortunately, yeah, not enough. Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it. If the guy hands out constitutions, you can't get a more committed citizen than that in educating folks, taking it upon himself. All right, time for another call here, Todd. Can you roll one more before our break?
I can do that. Sure, here we go.
I was just kind of wondering, aren't there any laws on immigration right now? I mean, isn't it a law that if you're in the country illegally, that's a felony? and a felon should not be able to have citizenship. I don't understand where, well, I wouldn't call him a president. I guess I call him our chief socialist and back scratcher in the White House there. I don't know where he gets off thinking that he can just arbitrarily make all these people citizens or give them a pass of getting deported or anything like that. They're in the country illegally. They are committing a felony. They should be deported when they're found, and that's it.
There's a novel concept, especially when it comes to immigration. Follow the law. But obviously what this executive order would do would relieve these folks of any legal wrongdoing, which is why a lot of people are upset. And I think the big worry is not the 5 million people it'll affect, how many it'll affect in the future. More of your calls when we come back at 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. Any topic, fair game.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 reasons to buy gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, this upcoming Obama announcement, you know, we're all uptight and we're all surprised. Okay, so why are we surprised? He has already told us before, I have a pen and a phone. Okay, what can the Republicans do about it? He is daring them to impeach him. And that's the only answer. Remember the other day when I called in and I talked about the Constitution? The Constitution contains impeachment. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Kathy emails, could it be that President Obama wants violence following his amnesty speech tonight? He'd love nothing more than to implement martial law. I am really struck by the amount of rhetoric that is coming out on this. Again, Tom Coburn earlier suggesting, to Kathy's point, a political firestorm and potential for acts of civil disobedience. And his quote just sticks with me here. The country's going to go nuts. They're going to see it be a move outside his authority as president. Just look at some of the headlines on this particular issue. It's, you know, pretty amazing. Tearing up the Constitution, an emperor. Michelle Bachmann said it's about turning illiterate immigrants into Democratic voters and throwing a nation into a crisis. Ted Cruz says Obama's not a monarch. Sheriff's talking about a destruction of democracy. Mitch McConnell saying the order will lead to more dead migrants. Another issue. You know, that's come up before as well. Strikes me. Paul and Oaks, what's on your mind? Paul, are you there?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, I'm calling to say I'm not for this immigration law, but if the president wants to support every one of them out of his own pocket, so be it.
So whatever the tab is, he could write a check for it, or, you know, go have a fundraiser
himself.
Maybe at Martha's Vineyard or Hollywood
out
or something.
Out of his bank account.
Wouldn't you just love to see that one time, just one time? You know, hey, I've got an idea, and it's not going to cost the taxpayers a dime. I feel strongly enough about this, so here's the check I'm going to write. I'll ask others to do the same. Yeah, I think we'll be waiting a while for that, Paul.
Yep, I believe so. But the other thing, too, is, you know, I mean, there's 5 million American citizens here that need help themselves, and those people have a hard time getting it. They're crucified just trying to get something to eat. It's got to jump through hoops just to eat something. But yet, we're going to put our money out there for all these illegal aliens, immigrants.
Paul, appreciate your call. Yep, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening today in beautiful Oaks, North Dakota. 800-228-0550 for your comments on that. Most of our comments today, the What's on Your Mind segments here, have been about what we expect tonight from the president's executive order providing amnesty for up to 5 million illegal immigrants. The comments pouring in online as well. Troy wants Republicans to defund any programs related to it. Jason wants impeachment. David wants a defunding of all of his pet projects. Chris says, yes, just like conservatives push back on the Emancipation Proclamation, Women's Suffrage, the Civil Rights Act, and Equal Rights for Gays, of course it would be put conservatives on the wrong side of history, but stick to your principles. All right, so Chris is, I guess, arguing for it in favor of the principle. Here's what's, I think, hard to swallow about Chris's proposition. You agree with the ultimate premise. Shouldn't the president be able to make a case for his position, go out and sell in Congress? You know, the one thing I think gets lost in all this, the president had a time when he controlled everything. Pelosi is Speaker, Harry Reid is as majority leader, and him as president, first 2 years of his presidency, could have done anything on this. Do it. Jerry and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Emperor Obama. You know, he's going to let all these illegal immigrants come in, and then he's going to have an outflux of all these legal citizens of the United States looking to get away from a dictatorship. It's just going to be a matter of time before you start seeing people say, well, you know, if they want the country, they can have the whole country and then see how they pay for it. Because they aren't going to have people that are here paying their bill. I just think it's crazy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it very much. Wow. Seems like we're turning a corner. And not in a good direction by any stretch of the imagination. Let's get David Mackville in here. And then we're going to talk about some of the packages that Chase on the lake for you. A happier topic. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Scott, and great show as always. I just want to let the listeners know that, you know, this is not just one issue. It's way bigger than this. And if they really want to educate themselves, I would highly recommend that people go on the Internet and educate themselves by looking at reading the Cloward-Piven theory. And that was something that was written back at Columbia University back in the 60s. And if you read that theory, and there's a lot of good information on that, this is all by design. You know, that the intention is to overload the system so that the system collapses and then they can bring about whatever their plan is. And, you know, we all remember Joseph McCarthy, Senator McCarthy, and, you know, the crucifixion that he got politically. But I think the gentleman was definitely spot on that this is something that is way bigger than just one situation where we have a president who's doing things. This is an entire movement that has taken well over 100 years to develop to this point.
And, again, the intentional overloading of the welfare system, so you create a crisis and go to a whole system of we'll take care of it, you know, put everybody on welfare, essentially.
Well, and worse than that, I mean, if we remember in his first term, President Obama marveled, if you will, at the Chinese form of government, if you even want to call it that, and... You know, I think people, the most frustrating thing for me, Scott, is when I talk to people and they say, well, I just don't get involved in politics. I don't know who to vote for and so forth. Well, doggone it. It is your civic duty as an American citizen.
Sure.
You must do that. And, engage. You know, we've lost that. Engage. We really have. So.
Well, appreciate the call and hope folks do what you've done, Dave. And, you know, one thing that strikes me that lends some credibility to something more being here is the fact that the president's not even waiting, right, for congressional action or anything other, just doing it. So, pretty interesting. Jesse's here from Chase on the Lake to tell us about some of the great packages. Thanksgiving around the corner. What do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we got, we got a Thanksgiving package for the family, you know, and we got a buffet going on. So you got three nights here at the Chase. We're going to have some festival lights parade goes on in Walker Friday night. Then they light up the town down, you know, and down the city park just down the way from us. There's also Reindeer Ramble going in town, so a 5K run. But yeah, three-night package here at the Chase starting at $349. You get the buffet for the family. Even if you don't want to, you know, you just want to come for the buffet, it's 11 to 3 on Thursday. So come check us out then. Following weekend, we have our awesome Griswold family vacation package. That's a fun one that we love here. Cookie decorating, National Lampoon's movie, obviously, and then you get the ugly sweater contest. And the most fun thing, the cutting down your own tree down in the National Forest.
How about that? A permit to cut down your own tree. That's a great one as well. And, of course, there's a New Year's package.
Yep, New Year's.
Check them all out at chaseonthelake.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you.
Great packages here at Chase on the Lake. Senator John Homan, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here for the good people of A Chase on the Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. As the holiday season begins, let's be honest, it can get a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress, like the Griswold Christmas Package, perfect for some of my flag associates, or the Christmas Breakaway Package. All of the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities, far too many to mention. So go to the website, chaseonthelake.com, click on Packages, New Year's Eve Package, Spa Package, ice fishing packages, and right back to that Griswold Christmas package, which I can tell you involves an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, too. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website. Click on Packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Packages. If you choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Senator John Hoeven is here, fresh off another battle in the ongoing war to get the Keystone XL pipeline approved earlier this week, and one Democratic vote short of passage. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you.
Are you frustrated?
Yeah, but we're going to get it. You know, we're going to win this one on the merits. We're going to win it because the American people support it. I really expected, and I really hadn't anticipated bringing it up until the new Congress, but Democrats wanted to bring it up. They thought they could deliver the 15 votes. But the reality is we're going to be in the next Congress with it regardless, because even had we gotten over the 60 threshold this time, the president is going to veto it. So all along, like I said, I expected to be working at the new Congress. But again, I think we're going to get it because we're going to get it on the merits, and we're going to get it because the American people support it.
That's what seems very odd to me. First of all, why they would go through this sort of kabuki dance when they didn't have the votes. Did they have a vote initially that got swayed back the other way at the 11th hour, or what happened there?
Well, yeah, there's a number of, you know, we had 59 committed where they're out there publicly committed. So we had 59, and then they thought they could get maybe one or two more, and so they wanted to give it a swing. But, you know, there's a lot of pushback, obviously, from the some of the extreme environmental interests that are just anti-fossil fuel. And I don't know if it was that pressure or what necessarily, because it, you know, there were some that were in play and have voted for it in some instances and against it. But in the final analysis, when it came down to it, voted no.
You say you're going to get it. And obviously, you know, you mean because of the switch in the control of the Senate, and just a number of those no votes have been defeated, right? So you got some new folks in there that are on the record for it. So, you know, you'll have the numbers for it. But the number you need really is 67, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right on, Scott. If you just do it from a simple math equation, we go from 59 to about 63 when the new Congress is seated. So at 63, obviously that's more than the 60 threshold you need. We may very well just pass it straight up. Again, you know, there's a lot of work you have to do between both committee and the floor. And so I'm working through that, or I've already started working through that again. But it's possible that, you know, I would bring it back just as a straight vote. Now, if the litigation in Nebraska is complete, you know, we'll get 63. We could get more. I don't know that we'd get 67 straight up, but we may go ahead and pass it, see if he vetoes it. And then if he does, we'd bring it back and either just attach maybe some other energy legislation to it to pick up a few more votes, or an appropriations measure, and then we'd have more than the 67 to defeat his veto.
And you still are of the opinion this is necessary, right? I know some folks have gotten a little bit soft on this. You know, Harold Hamm recently saying just, you know, given the fact that you got a crunch on the price of oil, and this is more about Canadian oil than U.S. oil. I know there's industry voices on the other side of that still believe it's important, but your thought that this is necessary hasn't wavered at all, has it?
Well, look, just a couple factors. First off, just something that's fundamentally important. To have an energy plan for this country, we have got to build the infrastructure. That means pipelines, that means roads, that means rail, so you move energy safely and as efficiently as possible. And so now you're talking about this project will move, 830,000 barrels a day for starters, 100,000 barrels a day of Bakken crude. So I understand Harold Hamm, has probably made other arrangements and so on and so forth, which I understand because it's ridiculous. This has been held up 6 years. But when you start talking 830,000 barrels of oil, that's 1,400 rail cars a day. Now, that means moving this product through our state, and you're talking about 1,400 rail cars a day, and you see the impact that has on our ability to move other products, to move ag products, on congestion on the rail, on safety issues and all that. So clearly, again, this is going back to what I said at the outset. We've got to build the infrastructure that goes with building the right energy plan for this country. And remember, this doesn't cost one penny, not one penny of government money. It'll create thousands of jobs, and it'll create a huge amount of tax revenue without raising taxes that helps the states and actually gets money to the federal government to help reduce the debt and the deficit. Final point, it's about working with Canada so that we produce enough energy in this country and working with Canada. We don't have to get any oil from the Middle East or from Venezuela.
Questions or comments for Senator John Hovener, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob in Grafton, question for Senator Hovind.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Senator Hovind. Thank you for all your hard work. I really voted for you, and I like what you're doing, so just keep up the hard work. Yeah, among other things, it'd be nice to keep the oil from Canada in North America here rather than them giving it to the JICOMs, so that's kind of an extra bonus. My question, Senator, was if this president continues down this road, this lawless road here with the Constitution as far as immigration, I know that they're going to try to, you guys are going to try to send funding bills piece by piece possibly, as far as fund this part, fund the military, fund this, but no funding for the immigration. But that's all, if Harry Reid allows it to even come to the floor. But my question is, what about Article 5? When you look at the state of the, when you look at the country, it's just about all red when you guys take control here in January. So correct me if I'm wrong, but in January, won't we have 2/3 of the states on our favor now? And couldn't you threaten this president with an Article 5 proceedings if he continues down this pathway?
Well, Bob, thanks for calling in. And first, as far as the oil, the report put out by the Obama administration shows that the oil will be used in this country, refined and used in this country. Some may be exported. But you're right. We want to be working with Canada. So we're producing our own energy here and working with Canada to get energy rather than getting it from the Middle East. We don't want Canada sending their oil to the Middle East and then we continue to import oil from the we don't want Canada sending their oil to China and then we continue to import oil from the Middle East. That makes no sense. And so it's about building the right energy plan. And on the immigration thing, look, this is a huge problem. The president's going around Congress. He absolutely should not be doing this. And it's really hard to understand because the people just voted and said, hey, work with the Congress, get something done. And the right approach is for the Congress to start with a step-by-step approach, starts with strong border enforcement. And, he's going to go ahead and do this. The first thing we try to do is go to the courts and get them to enforce the checks and balances that are there under our Constitution between the legislative, judicial, and executive. And in addition, then, as you said, what we would try to do is through the defunding and the power of the person. Again, can't do this until a new Congress is seated. But try to block this action through defunding and the power of the purse. So I think that's how, we would start down this road and try to counteract you know, any instance like this where he's going around the Congress, which he should not be doing.
A couple other calls that came in before you were on about this. We'll just roll these together because they're also on immigration. Go ahead and roll that.
This is for Senator Holden. What are the Republicans going to do to stop Obama and his lawless amnesty besides talk big and do nothing? Rush heard talk of that the Republicans' leadership wanted to take away Jeff Sessions' chairmanship on the Finance Committee because he's very vocal on amnesty. Stop going after your own and stop Obama by any means possible. That's why the American people gave the Senate to the Republicans. Suing won't help. Obama will be out of office before that gets settled.
Ryan, one more.
Hello, Senator Holman. Thank you for coming on the air today. I urge you to use all the powers of persuasion, the networking skills that you have, etc., to stop President Obama's implementation of this amnesty that he is planning to announce tonight. The tactics he's using to openly defy the will of the people, to defy you as a senator, are the same thing that ISIS does with their beheading videos. They're trying to be graphic. They're trying to grab our attention. That is what he is openly and willingly doing on primetime television, and it is a complete disgrace for the office of the presidency and respect for our republic. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your efforts in advance. Bye-bye.
A couple more suggestions there.
Well, Scott, I mean, you know, that's right. The president absolutely should not be doing this. We're, you know, we've repeatedly communicated to him that, look, the Congress is willing to undertake a step-by-step approach to deal with the illegal immigration that starts with border enforcement, but you've got to give a the new Congress a chance to be seated and to do that. And instead, he's going ahead with this unilateral action, going around Congress after an election where the voters said very clearly and very loudly that he needs to work with us and to address it in the way I described. So, you know, again, responding to your callers, first, as far as Jeff Sessions, Jeff will be head of he'll be the chairman in the new Congress of the budget section, which is the post that he wants. As far as the action, I mean, of course, it may take some time, but we clearly will need to press this with the court. That is part of the checks and balances of our government and was set up to address this type of action. And then the other thing more immediate is we'll go to work right away to try to block this action with the power of the purse and defunding. And I think there may be ways to do that. Again, we have to see what he does. But I think that is something that we can do and obviously will do.
It seems to me the atmosphere there has just, you know, gone to a level nobody expected. I mean, I'm seeing comments from all kinds of your colleagues here of people just saying this is you know, as bad as it gets. I mean, this is really inflamed things, hasn't it?
Well, that's the thing that's really hard to understand here, isn't it, Scott? I mean, we just had an election. We have said clearly that when Republicans are the majority in the Senate, we are going to go back to regular order. We're going to, you know, Senator Reid, not only did he exercise the nuclear option as far as putting nominees on the bench and took the Republicans out of that decision-making, he wouldn't allow bills to come to the floor and us to offer amendments. And we've said, hey, we're going back to regular order. We're going to bring the bills to the floor. And we're going to offer our amendments, and, you know, Democrats, you can offer your amendments, too. And if you get 60 votes, they pass. That's how Congress has historically worked. That's how the Senate has historically worked. We say we're going there. His response, instead of, okay, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work, is, I'm going to go around Congress.
So yeah, I mean, hold that thought, if you would. We'll continue on the other side of the break with Senator John Holman.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Proud to be the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. That two-for-one deal is on for a limited time, celebrating MyPillow as it has been selected by the National Sleep Foundation. It is actually MyPillow, by the way, but the good news is it could be your pillow, too. It's Todd's pillow, too, and we sleep better because
mine's the one with the cat hair on it. That's how you can tell them apart.
Yeah, the two-for-one on the original classic pillow is the deal we want you to take advantage of, and you can get it when you call 800-506-9028. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and just use the promo code Scott, and it'll get you the deal. And if you like the two-for-one deal on the classic pillow, there's other bargains on the body pillow, the travel pillow, lots of other accessories, and
By the way, this thing is machine washable. It has a 10-year warranty. Comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. It has that patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It's the real deal. It really is. And that's why we're selling a whole lot of them. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. A couple more minutes with Senator John Hoban with us talking about the week that has brought all kinds of things on the Keystone XL pipeline and now on immigration. Before the break, you were starting to say it's not just the Republicans that are ticked about what the president's going to do tonight. You got some Democrats actually standing up to power, too?
It's not just Republicans that are saying, hey, this isn't the way to go. There's some Democrats saying the very same thing. And I think they're going to see the American people say, hey, that's not the way to do it. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll find a way to push back on this and get back to the right approach. But it really is unfortunate that the president has decided to take the action.
Is there any kind of consensus on, okay, this is the right way to go? Clearly, you're hearing from the listeners, and we heard a lot of it today, enormous frustration. I mean, they don't want the Republicans to be seen as feckless here. They want you to, you know, get out the kitchen sink. Is that kind of forceful response to this?
I think you'll see a response right away that'll obviously have to start in the House because the Democrat Party, Senator Reid, is still a majority in the Senate. But I think you'll see a response starting right away in the House. You know, the things that I talked about. But then in addition, actually, again, going back to the right approach starts with border enforcement, a step-by-step approach with strong border enforcement. And as you know, that's what I've been pushing from day one is first, we've got to secure the border. We've got to enforce workplace law. We've got to have exit and entry check at airports and seaports. We've got to enforce this problem with visa overstays. And that's the first thing the American people want to see. And so that action has to be taken to truly solve the problem the right way.
An email came in on a completely different topic I wanted to ask you about. It says, Scott, will you ask Senator Hoban about the prospect of fixing Section 179, direct expensing of equipment purchases, and also the IRS rule of amortizing repairs? I know this has passed in the House, but hasn't passed in the Senate. Any chance that will happen before you get done with this session?
Well, I've got legislation in to do it. I've been working on it since the middle of the year, and I think it's an absolute priority. I mean, in the lame duck, that's one of the things I think we've got to try to get finished up before we get out of here because it's so important for our small businesses and particularly for our farmers. It's what's called Section 179 depreciation, and it also includes expensing. But they've got to know what they can do as far as their tax return with your end coming up for anything that they've purchased as well as repairs, you know, and so forth on their equipment. And that law is what makes sure that they know what they can expense and what they can depreciate and how they can do it and do it in a way that works that's important, you know, for their farm operation or for their small business. So it is a real priority. I'm really pushing on it. I am hopeful. And then we got to reconcile with the House because they got a different version. But I'm pushing it with everything I got, and I think we can get it before you're in. I certainly hope so.
Here's a call from your hometown. I came in during break. Go ahead. Roll out.
Comment for Senator Hoban, please. This is Ed and Minot. In 2011, during our big flood, we lost the use of U.S. Highway 2 because the water went over the road. It wasn't a very big stretch, but we lost it, the U.S. Highway. I was wondering if something could be done to reconstruct that so we could, you know, we only had one way around, and it was, you were there. You knew what was going on. Maybe you could kind of help us to open up that road for flood, you know, problems like that again. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service.
Ed, I'll definitely have my folks check in with State Department of Transportation and check and see on that stretch on Highway 2. If it's squared away so that we don't have that problem. As you know, I was a big pusher on Highway 2 way back when I first came in as governor to get it four-laned. So we've got it four-laned all the way out to Williston. But, I'll talk to my crew and make sure they check with State DOT to see what we can do so we don't have, you know, water overtopping it.
Mort in Fargo sends this note, says, under Obama's plan, if while you were at work and I walked into your house and made myself at home, don't I deserve to live in your house? I'm just trying to make a better life for myself. You should have no right to kick me out. I'm just an undocumented homeowner. says Martin Fargo. Maybe you could use that scenario on the Senate floor for explaining why this thing doesn't
work. You know, Scott, that's why I go back to this. It's American people. I mean, that's the part, you know, I mean, the president, the Congress, everybody here works for the American people. And for him to go, right, I just, the public is saying, hey, this is not the way to go. And, you know, obviously you're caller there or emailer is making that point. And, again, that's what makes it really hard to understand.
Sounds fabulous. All right. Well, thanks for the time today, Senator. We'll watch all this closely. Have you back, Senator John Holman, today.
All right, Scott. Washington. Good to be with you. Take care.
You bet. Take care. Absolutely. All right, folks, out of time for today's What's on Your Mind. Remember, we're here 24-7, though, at 855-200-1776. Topics, guests, feedback on the program, always welcome. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8-gigabyte 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.